As we get ready for Shema, we need to understand what we're doing. As we say in the bracha just beforehand, to unify you. We're unifying Hashem, meaning we are appreciating the fact that He is a singular, indivisible being. And we're connecting ourselves with that immutable truth. As mentioned yesterday, He's Hashem, the absolute prime spirit who rules even before the world is brought into existence. He's Hashem with Midas HaRachamim, the attributes of mercy. He's Elohim, all-powerful. He speaks to us. He communicates with the universe through nature and with the Jewish people through the Torah. Hashem is this personification of law and justice. It's Midas HaDin. And when we look at this, and we connect with it, we replenish human thought by teaching the unity of love and justice, spirit and matter, freedom and necessity, of infinite and then the multitude of finite forces. Meaning to say that the Shema is the very foundation of the unity in our lives and in our own selves. It's the very basis of what it means to be a Jew, to be unified. Appreciating that mercy and justice, joy and pain, life and death, they all flow from one source. Understanding that our health and our wealth are granted and withheld by the Ratzon Hashem, by the order of one God, and then realizing that we're His with every fiber of our being. With all our heart and all of our soul and all of our wealth, we totally give ourselves over to Hashem in a relationship of love and devotion. And therefore you take this philosophical construct and concept of Yichud Hashem, of the unity of Hashem, Hashem Echad, and immediately turn it to a Va'ahavta. Meaning that Hashem is not a theoretical concept that echoes in a vacuum, but there's a direct challenge to lead a moral existence, to love and serve Hashem in all the diverse phases of our life and being. This, says Rav Munk, is complete unreserved submission to one indivisible God. And this makes us into a harmonious and integrated personality, which he calls Yichud Tatoi, the lower unification. And this lower unity within our own lives is a reflection of Yichud Ilohi, the unity above. Meaning we pull ourselves together. We proclaim Hashem and His unity, the unity of Hashem, and unify ourselves with that concept. And that's what holds us all together. That's what holds together Klal Yisrael. We'll start to understand why these concepts are so key.